Thank you for listening to the Mutual Audio Network. Please, don't turn that dial.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
In our last amazing adventure, Dr. Floyd and Dr. Steve had found themselves stuck in the book Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. As soon as they had arrived, however, they had a major argument and were now sorely at odds with each other. Dr. Steve has even refused to speak to Dr. Floyd until he apologizes, a seemingly impossible task that Joe March, the main character in Little Women, has set out to make happen.
Come in.
It's only me, sir. I've come to return a book.
Well, bring it in then. Your name is Joe, isn't it?
Yes, sir. From next door. Lori is awful upset in his room upstairs.
Lori? She must mean Dr. Steve. That must mean I'm Mr. Lawrence in the book. Yes. Well, I was just trying to shake some sense into that thick head of his.
Yes, he told me. He feels terrible that you shook him as you did.
He's a stubborn fellow and hard to manage.
So am I. But a kind word would govern me when all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't.
You think I'm not kind to him, eh?
Oh, dear no, sir. You are rather too kind sometimes, and then just a trifle hasty when he tries your patience. Don't you think you are?
Well, he is my arch nemesis.
I beg pardon?
Nothing. I guess you're right. We need to get along, especially now. But he tries my patience past bearing.
Yes, sir.
Go and bring him down, tell him it's all right, and advise him not to put on tragedy airs with me. I won't bear it.
He won't come down, sir. He feels badly. I think the shaking hurt his feelings very much.
Oh, the big baby. What the dickens does the fellow expect?
If I were you, I'd write him an apology, sir. He says he won't come down till he has one, and talks of running away. A formal apology will make him see how foolish he is, and bring him down quite amiable. Try it. He likes fun, and this way is better than talking. I'll carry it up and teach him his duty.
You're a sly girl, but I don't mind being managed by you. Here, give me a bit of paper and let us have done with this nonsense.
Dr. Floyd wrote a letter of apology to Dr. Steve, and Joe was soon bounding up the stairs to slip it under Dr. Steve's door. As she was halfway back down the stairs, Dr. Steve slid past her on the banister of the staircase and waited for her at the bottom.
Whee! Oof! Oh, what a good fellow you are, Joe. Did you get blown up when you went in there?
No, he was pretty mild, on the whole.
I see. Well, I thank you, Joe. I was all set to leave him for good.
Don't talk that way. Turn over a new leaf and begin again.
I keep turning over new leaves and spoiling them. I make so many beginnings, there will never be an end.
Go and talk to him. You'll feel better after it.
Thank you, Joe.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Joe turned and exited through the front door of the Lawrence house. Dr. Steve went to see Dr. Floyd, and both of them found that they were in a more agreeable state with each other, thanks to Joe.
Well, Floyd, are you ready to leave Little Women?
I am, but are you sure you wouldn't like to stay a little longer? Hang out with your girlfriend?
She's not my girlfriend, Floyd. I just admire her character.
Yeah, I'll have to admit, she's pretty great. I may just have to check out a copy of Little Women once we get back to Saddle River.
You mean if we get back to Saddle River?
Yeah, well, let's push the button on the translator remote control and see what happens.
Dr. Floyd retrieves the translator remote control from his pocket and pushes the button on it. With a loud bang and a blinding flash of light, Dr. Floyd and Dr. Steve vanish once again. Could we be seeing the beginnings of a newfound friendship between Dr. Floyd and Dr. Steve? Is it even possible for arch enemies to become best friends in the first place? And if we are indeed seeing a newfound friendship, exactly how long will it last?
About as long as a basket of sprouts in Flight Attendant Christie's refrigerator, I'd imagine.
Find out next time on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.
Episode number 713 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd starred Colleen Smith as Joe March. Music for this episode by Jody Whitesides, www.jodywhitesides.com. This episode was written by Grant Pachoco and based on Louisa May Alcott's book, Little Women. This episode was recorded at Dr. Floyd Studios in beautiful downtown Burbank, California. Get your parents' permission and call our voicemail line at area code 818-332-3053. Episode number 713 of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd is copyright 2009, Dr. Floyd Industries, LLC. All rights reserved.
And now the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd proudly presents Learning More After the Episode.
Well, hello everyone, evil mastermind Dr. Steve here, and welcome to part two of this edition of Learning More After the Episode. Last time, you heard part one of my interview with Jan Turnquist, executive director of the Orchard House in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, the Orchard House is where writer Louisa May Alcott lived when she wrote Little Women, the book we visited in today's episode. Now, here is part two of the phone interview that I did with Jan about Louisa May Alcott and the Orchard House.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the Orchard House. Now, you mentioned that this is where she was when she wrote Little Women, right?
Yes, the family was living in the house at the time, and Louisa found it easier to set the story there as if they had always lived there. I think she would have found it difficult to have many different settings. If she wrote the book exactly as they had lived it, she would be using many different homes.
Now, can people go and visit the Orchard House today?
Yes, it's open 7 days a week, year-round, with the exception of Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, and the first 2 weeks in January when we're closed for heavy-duty cleaning and painting of floors and that sort of thing. But otherwise, it's open year-round, 7 days a week.
And when people go there, what can they see?
Well, the thing that seems to impress people the most is that the house really looks and feels as if the Alcotts just stepped out a moment ago. Almost all the furnishings in the house today are the Alcotts' actual furnishings. The rooms are exactly as they left them. And so you really feel like you're seeing everything that you would have seen had you been able to travel back in time and see the house when they lived there.
So all these artifacts that are in the house right now, though, are the actual artifacts from the Alcotts, is that correct?
Most of them are, yes. And the little desk up in Louisa's bedchamber, we call it a half-moon desk because it's shaped, it's a round half-moon shape. That little desk is actually where she wrote Little Women, and her father built her that desk at a time when women often were told it was improper, they shouldn't have a desk. So these kinds of things are very symbolic and precious to us because it represents this very strong-minded family going against what sometimes people believed.
And I bet that desk is very valuable too, huh?
Well, it's attached to the wall, Dr. Steve.
Oh, curses. Not that I was planning anything, of course.
Of course not.
Now, there's also special events that take place at the Orchard House too, is that correct?
Yes, we have events, for example, in December, a special Christmas program, and we've had many different programs where people have come to speak. We have guest speakers on certain occasions, and we have 19th century games on the lawn sometimes, and it's just a lot of fun to create these special occasions where people can have an additional experience of what it was like to live back then.
Well, that sounds great. Now, where can people go to learn more about the Orchard House?
Our website is a great place to start. It's www.louisamayalcott.org. But you do have to remember that Alcott is spelled A-L-C-O-T-T. Sometimes people forget one of the T's and then the website doesn't work. And also, it's good to remember that May, the way they spelled it, is M-A-Y.
So louisamayalcott.org is the place to go, right?
That's correct.
Excellent. Well, Jan, thank you very much for talking to us today.
It has been my pleasure. I look forward to you and your friends coming anytime you can.
Oh, well, we can hardly wait. We'll be making a trip over soon, and I'll be looking at how to possibly detach that desk from the wall.
Dr. Steve, I think you might have to learn new ways.
Oh, all right. You've been listening to part two of my interview with Jan Turnquist, the executive director of the Orchard House in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, to see pictures of the Orchard House and to plan your visit so you can see the Orchard House in person, surf on over to www.louisamayalcott.org. And when you get there, be sure to tell them that Dr. Steve sent you. All right, well, that's it for this time. Goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to Learning More After the Episode, a presentation of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.
Hey, Floyd, you want to play Buzz?
Buzz? What in tarnation is Buzz?
It's a game that the characters in the book Little Women played.
Okay. Well, how do you play?
Well, we each take a turn saying a number in numerical order, except that when we get to the number 7, or a number that has the number 7 in it, or any multiple of the number 7, we say the word Buzz.
Oh, I see. So instead of saying 7, or any number that has a 7 in it, we say Buzz.
Yes.
And we say Buzz instead of any multiple of 7, like 14 or 21?
Are those multiples of 7?
Yes.
Then yes, you say Buzz. And if you mess up, you lose. Or if you're playing with a big group of people, like on a long car trip or an extended translatura jump, and you mess up, you're out. And the game continues until there's a winner.
Okay, let's give it a go.
Okay, I'll start. 1.
2.
3.
4.
5.
6.
Buzz.
8.
9.
10.
11.
12.
13.
Buzz.
Oh, I'm impressed you got that, Floyd. I thought for sure you'd mess that one up.
I'm impressed you can count over 10.
Continuing. 15.
16.
Buzz.
18.
19.
20.
21.
Your winner and new Buzz champion, the world's most brilliant scientist, Dr. Floyd!
What are you talking about, Floyd?
You lost, Dr. Steve. You didn't say Buzz when you got to a multiple of 7.
What multiple of 7?
21.
Aha, well, you just said it too instead of saying Buzz, so we both lose.
No, the game was over when you didn't say Buzz instead of 21.
There, you just lost again. Boy, you're really bad at this, Floyd.
The game was over, Dr. Steve. You already lost.
But I only lost once. You've lost twice now since I've lost. That makes me the winning loser.
Oh, brother.
You too can play Buzz just like they did in the book Little Women. Download the rules at www.drfloyd.com and set your imagination to Buzz.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. Why would you say Buzz there?
Never mind, Dr. Steve.
Clear the airwaves! Clear the airwaves! It's now time for Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation Ranger's secret message for you members of the Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation. Remember, kids, only official Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Rangers can decode Dr. Floyd's secret message with the secret decoder ring available only from www.imaginationranger.com. All right, grab your secret decoder rings and a pencil and paper and prepare to set your imagination to fun. Remember, Dr. Floyd is counting on you. And here is the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Ranger's secret message for episode number 713, Joe Makes Peace. 3, 23, 20, 7, 14, 14, 15, 23, 18, 26, 8, 4, 3, 14, 7, 1, 20, 5, 3, 1, 4, 5, 7, 11, 15, 8, 12, 7, 1, 17, 18, 17, 8, 14, 8, 8, 17, 25, 8, 3, 1, 15.
And that was a message from Dr. Floyd himself to all his Imagination Nation Rangers. You can join Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation and become an Imagination Nation Ranger only at www.imaginationranger.com. And until next time, set your imagination to fun! The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd is proud to announce that once again we'll be putting on one of our spectacular live shows at Comic-Con International in San Diego, California. The show will be Sunday, July 26, 2009, and will take place in Room 8 at 10:30 a.m. sharp. If you're going to be at Comic-Con International, make sure that you make plans to join us for the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Live and set your imagination to fun!
Don't just sit there. You're under strict orders to go to www.prairie.com. Hip. Hello, I'm John Bell of Bell's in the Battery, along with my associates, Arnie Kunch...
I can introduce myself, thank you very much.
All right.
Hi, I'm Arnie Kunchbard.
That's it?
That's it.
And also, do you want me to introduce you, Brad?
Well, of course, Mr. Bell, that's your job as host.
Thank you, Brad. And I'd like to introduce Brad...
Hold it.
What?
Here's your script.
Script?
Well, you gotta know what to say.
All right. And introducing Brad Montworth, a salesman, incomparable public relations expert, and, of course, unrivaled attorney at law.
No, come on, you know how to say it, Mr. Bell.
Unrivaled attorney at law.
Oh, Mr. Bell, you shouldn't say those things. You make me blush.
Can I do my introduction over again?
No. We're here for an important reason.
Very important.
Indeed.
If you think you deserve significant financial compensation, call Brad Montworth, attorney at law.
Oh, boy.
At 555-41...
No. We're here to remind everybody to take steps to avoid the coronavirus.
Yeah, don't catch it, because there's no one you can sue.
Wash your hands thoroughly and keep social distancing.
What?
Social distancing.
One more time.
Stay about 6 feet away from everybody else.
Right, very good.
Oh, I gotta wash my hands thoroughly. I don't want to get me this corona.
Ooh, keep your distance now. Socially. I want to keep feeling fine, corona.
Never gonna stop getting squirts from my Purell.
I'm always gonna buy all the toilet paper that they sell.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, Corona.
Bye, Corona.
Don't get no closer, huh? Beat it, huh? Far enough where I can't see your eyes, Corona.
An illness history is not for me. Don't want to try your COVID on for size, Corona.
Never gonna touch. Stay away. My epidermis never wants to be close to where that nasty germ is.
Bye. Woo. Bye, Corona!
Fly, Corona!
Captain Bly, Corona!
What?
Pumpkin Pie, Corona!
Now, wait a minute!
Emerald Rye, Corona!
Guys!
Goodbye, Corona! Good riddance.